with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, growing together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a good Tuesday morning, the 6th of July. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ and News Radio AM 920 KLMR and all over the world on the internet too. You can't get away from us. Don't try. So Lauren Adams in with us today from Arkansas Valley Seeds, and you brought Jennifer with you once again today.
Yeah, we're very blessed to be joined by Jennifer Paul Miller from the Coffee Break Project, one of the Southeast Health Group's most important outreach programs, and just certainly excited to have you back again. We spoke just the other day, and man, it's time to get you back on here because I know there's some things up and coming with the Coffee Break Project, and I'd like to open with a little story.
Okay.
A couple weekends ago, my wife and I were out doing some yard sailing, and we ran across one of those tin roosters that you set out in the yard, you know, and we started talking to the lady at the yard sale there, and if you're listening, I'm talking about you, and she noticed on the side of my car where I've got, you know, the Coffee Break Project logos on either side, and she wanted to share with me that in some years past, her and her family were having some very difficult issues on some ag land that they had. I can't remember if they were ranching or farming. I think it was a combination of both. And they ran into some real trouble there. And she was having some pretty serious problems with coping with what was going on with that. And she fortunately found some people to reach out to and to get some help and to, you know, just to vent, get a little guidance maybe on how to maybe look at things and maybe get a different perspective on things from someone who can really help, someone who's trained, someone who understands how to help you kind of guide your thoughts in a direction that is a little more positive. And I know in my life, I've used a therapist from time to time, just getting through life. And we all need that, I think, from time to time. Well, most of us. Some of us just don't want to admit it. Now, the thing about ag people, and we've talked about this a lot on the program, that agriculture people are staunchly independent. And when it comes to
we've used the term stubborn before, I think, as well.
Yes. Proud, right?
Trying to be a little
stubbornly proud.
There
yes.
you go.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, to reach out for issues like mental health to a lot of people feels like it's an admission of some sort of weakness or, you know, if you can't handle yourself, you know, maybe it affects your manhood or whatever that is. What I'd like to express through the Coffee Break Project is that there are people who are familiar with what you're going through. Maybe they've gone through it with some other people, and they do have some suggestions and guidance to help you through things. So I just wanted you to know, and the community at large to know, the Coffee Break Project is a fantastic organization, and the assets that are available to us now that maybe haven't been in the past are far superior to what's been there before, because we have 800 numbers we can reach out to. If we have a friend that we're not sure how to talk to, these people can maybe help us get some talking points started to talk to maybe extract that, you know, because you know when your buddy isn't right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know when things aren't going well, and it's sometimes it's hard to get that conversation started. So there's some great conversation starters. So Jennifer, I want to pass it over to you. I know you got a lot of great information put out, and then we'll talk about the drawing for the cooler a little bit.
Hey, Jennifer, first off, if folks missed your first appearance here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, give us a little background on exactly what the Coffee Break Project is and kind of its origins, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got started when we were contacted, and by we I mean Southeast Health Group, was contacted by a reporter, discussed a really high, we had a year where we had a lot of suicides in the Arkansas Valley, and it was all in that farming and ranching community. So she brought it to our attention and basically asked JC, our CEO, what are we going to do about this? Mm-hmm. What are you doing to combat this? And that was where it was like a light bulb for him. Wow, this is, I mean, a community that he was very familiar with. He comes from an ag background.
Yes, he does. Yes.
So a community he's very familiar with. And he's like, wow, you're right. We need to tackle this in a different way. So the Coffee Break Project is all about helping, helping us help ourselves, right? So it's made up of community members that are all part of the agricultural world, I guess, from all different aspects of it. And our mission is to just reach out to others in that community and help them recognize those signs and help them get those conversations going, exactly like what Lauren was talking about, and then maybe connecting them to further resources. But for the most part, what we find is they don't necessarily need professional counseling. They just need a friend to say, don't worry, we've been through this and we're here to support you. You're not alone. Mm-hmm. Just kind of talk through and vent through some of those issues and find different ways to cope. So that's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And some new things you have coming up.
Tons. It's very exciting. We are currently actively hiring a full-time agricultural outreach coordinator. So that is on Southeast Health Group's website, so southeasthealthgroup.org, and then there's an employment tab. Mm-hmm. So if you or someone you think would be great for that, the kind of person we're looking for is somebody with an agricultural background, some lived experience in that realm, but also that is going to be helpful at planning events and just offer a really welcoming, open environment, place where people can, we're going to have a drop-in center in Rocky mm-hmm. Ford. So that is going to be at 955 Swink Avenue, so it's the westbound mm-hmm. lane of Highway 50, right across from First National Bank. We are in the process of renovating that building right now, and then this person will be based there full-time. Mm-hmm. So hopefully be just kind of a place where people can drop in, grab a cup of coffee, we'll have some local artists, all that kind of fun stuff that can display their work.
Are there any typical, you're mentioning you want somebody who has a agricultural type background. What about other educational type backgrounds for that? Is there any particular education or degrees they have to have for that position?
No, we have that open right now with kind of just, there's no required education. We kind of want to just see what pool is interested in this position, and we also understand that they might not have a degree that goes with it, so mm-hmm. okay. we want some experience in planning events. Mm-hmm.
That's always a question somebody asks too.
Yeah,
which is
absolutely.
Why I brought that up. Yes, mm-hmm.
yes. No, that's great.
That paper is more important than the ability to do the work,
unfortunately. Sure. Yeah. Yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we definitely wanted to avoid that in this situation. Yeah. So we're pretty open to anyone that wants to apply. It's definitely going to be more of a personality fit than mm-hmm. anything, I think.
Okay.
Someone that's passionate about the work and mm-hmm. cool. and reaching out, bringing the right people to the table. So
it's going to be
very good. What else is going on?
Yeah. So I guess expanding services in Rocky Ford is kind of our biggest project we have right now.
So that huge building.
Yes.
Are you going to use that whole building?
Yeah, so it's kind of cool because it's like a little strip mall.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna have like a healthcare mall is the idea behind that. So okay. we have our 404 North Main, which is why this location worked out so great. We're already mm-hmm. established there. We offer primary care as well as mental health counseling out of the 404 North Main. Mm-hmm. But then we've also expanded to offer a full peer house. So that's just a drop-in center. It is open right now. It's right there on the corner. Again, on that westbound side of Highway 50, and they have a big old sign out. They are open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 11 and Friday through Sunday from 1 to 5. So that's just our peer house model, wide range of services, and kind of can connect you with resources in the community. Great place to just go in, relax, hang out, grab a drink, grab some food, take a shower, whatever you need. Mm-hmm. So we'll have our peers there. And then, I guess from there, it's going to be dependent on the community needs. So we've been just reaching out to people in Rocky Ford and seeing what else do you guys want here? Right. It's definitely going to be based around the people, and we want it to just be really customized, kind of a one-stop shop where you can get any kind of healthcare needs and just expand access in Rocky Ford.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And the location of that once again is? 404 North Main?
Yeah, so 404 North Main is where it starts, and then that whole mm-hmm. strip wraps around the corner. So
it's
that whole strip mall. So mm-hmm. 955 Swink Avenue is where the Coffee Break Project headquarters is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Pierce services are right next door to that. I don't know the address on it. But.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I learned about the Coffee Break Project from the folks at the T-shirt Palace.
Yeah.
And didn't realize that that was also a part of the Southeast Health Group, and that that was a kind of a community outreach to help employ people that maybe are having some issues getting started off. And what a wonderful place. And you know what? Just a quick plug for them. They are fantastic. They're really good about helping me with some of the graphic designs and things that I need for the product development that I'm putting out for some of our retail products and so forth. And they've been great at helping us out with that. So go talk to Heath and them over there because they're fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for that. And Heath is definitely very active with the Coffee Break Project as well. He helps. Mm-hmm. He designed our logo and all the coolers and the outreach items. He does all that. So you can see that. I know we have the back of our mobile response vehicle has the Coffee Break Project. Do you look after your neighbors as much as your crop or herd?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of our original slogan. So that's printed on the back of our mobile response vehicle. He could do all of that. And then your windows and very versatile. It's definitely a lot more than just T-shirts at the T-shirt Palace.
Really, yeah. They can do a wide range of things, and those things look fantastic. And then the the back panel of or back window of my car has the logo for the Growing Together program and so forth. Looks fantastic. It looks really good, and they did a great job on that.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for that plug.
Yeah.
Okay. Lauren Adams in with us, of course, from Arkansas Valley Seeds. Jennifer Paul Miller in with us from the Coffee Break Project, all part of Southeast Health.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so we've been giving away some coolers.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
if you come by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, that's where Arkansas
that's your office,
Valley,
yes.
where we're at. Mm-hmm. And right next to the coffee pot is a little giveaway where you can sign up to win one of these really neat coolers. And there's also some grab and go information about the Coffee Break Project, some conversation starters, things like that, some contact information. But I invite you to come in 98 South 12th Street, enter to win that cooler from the Coffee Break Project that's there. We're just so proud and honored to be a part of that.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we definitely appreciate you having that there. So Raleigh Brown was the winner of the last drawing. He was cool. So excited.
Raleigh, my neighbor, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So, yeah. Well, he won the last cooler and was so pleasant to just meet him and get to go deliver that. I took it out to his house and met his wife. So that was great. Yeah.
Met Joyce out there.
Yeah.
I'm just right up the street from him
well,
up there.
Well, there you go. Perfect.
You go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I mean, Raleigh's been involved in the cattle industry forever. I mean, since they invented cows, it seems practically, you know, he's been a buyer and seller and, you know, he knows so many people. Raleigh's a storyteller. Have you ever sat down with the man?
That you say that. I didn't get a chance to talk to him much. I was on the phone with him and he was actually at the sale barn when I called to let him know that he had won the cooler and he was very excited. So, but yeah, it was obviously pretty loud in the background. And we didn't get to have a great conversation, but
great guy. Great
guy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
So he's winner for that prize.
Congrats to him. You bet.
Yeah.
And again, how do folks get entered for that?
Come by 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford, Arkansas Valley Seeds. And since you're going to be there buying seeds anyway.
Right.
And sign up to win that cooler from the Coffee Break Project. Pick up some of the information and literature that we have there from the Coffee Break Project.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to announce the winners. I just drew again.
Ooh,
I just went and picked it up.
Okay.
And we've had so much participation out there at Ark Valley Seeds that I did go ahead and draw two winners this week.
So nice.
This is your drum roll.
Okay.
Sandra Ornelius. Sorry if I messed up your name.
I think it's Ornelas.
Ornelas.
Okay. Okay.
And Wade Sumter. And
really?
It sounds like I rigged it because Lindsay is on our committee, but I promise I didn't.
Did not. Okay.
He's going to be so excited.
So Wade Sumter and Sandra Ornelas are winners this week.
Yeah.
Or this month, I guess it is, right? For the coolers from the Coffee Break Project in Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Yeah. And I don't have the coolers at Ark Valley Seeds. You got to get in touch with Jennifer.
Yeah, so I will get in touch with both of them. I'll reach out to them and get the coolers out
very
to them
good.
Week,
so
I wanted to announce the winners here.
So. All right. So that'll be coming
those
up.
For me to give out, they'd be slightly used by the time.
Don't give them. Welcome to Lauren, Jennifer. Don't do it. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. We are talking today with Jennifer Paul Miller of the Coffee Break Project. Don't go away. More coming up in just a bit. Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds is brought to you by, of course, Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance.
Golden Plains Insurance reminds you the 2022 annual forage crop year has only one sales closing day. It's July 15. Their product provides a good way to insure against lack of rainfall in your grid on annually planted crops, such as oats, beet, triticale, and other crops intended for hay and grazing. You must sign up by July 15th for all four growing seasons. For questions, see the experts at Golden Plains Insurance in Walsh, Springfield, Rocky Ford, and Lamar. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Martin's General Store in La Junta and Rocky Ford has just what you're looking for. They're locally owned and operated. They offer new and used furniture and appliances, household items, collectibles, tools, knickknacks, antiques, and they even have vendor booths available. So much more for you and yours. Call them up at 383-6205, or better yet, stop by one of their two locations, 601 East 1st Street in La Junta or 304 North Main in Rocky Ford. Martin's General Store, here to serve you.
We are well into spring now, and it's time to get those sorghums, millets, and native worm season grasses in. Tony and I are here to help, with the knowledge and experience to help you select the best products to reach your goals. We also have our signature line of Vitality turf grass seeds for your lawn, our rabbit ear wildflower mixes to attract pollinators, birds, or for just beautiful annual or perennial cut flowers. Whether it's for the farm, the ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Hey everyone, did you know that it's game on at Otero College? That's right, fall semester at Otero College will begin on August 16th, and the campus will soon be buzzing with activities. At Otero College, they're planning to offer in-person classes with a strong commitment to following local health guidelines to keep you safe. And if you don't feel comfortable coming to campus, hybrid remote class options will also be available. At Otero College, you can stay home, stay safe, and save money. Fall semester begins August 16th. Apply now at ojc.edu.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400, KBLJ, AM 920, KLMR. Lauren Adams in with us. Hey, you know what? You haven't given a blatant plug to Arkansas Valley Seeds in the program as of yet. Yeah. You're neglecting your duties, young man.
Somewhat. Yes. I know my boss listens to the show.
Well, then we better satisfy the boss right there.
But no, I'm Lauren Adams with Arkansas Valley Seeds, and I sell seeds and seeds.
It's what he does, Jennifer. It's what he does.
I do it all over the country. Mm-hmm. Tony and I are really dedicated to the local farm community when it comes to the seed needs of our local producers. And we really appreciate it when folks come by and they have questions and issues. And I want to, I bought a printer recently, and I bought it from a group of people that really were very helpful. I called and they said, the product that you're looking for probably isn't going to fill your needs very well. And maybe you should work over here. And I know a lot of people hear that and they think, this guy's trying to sell me upsell, And that might be something we get to, but I really appreciated that because that's what we do. If people come in and say, I want this product, I know it's what I want, I'm going to sell it to you. But if you come in and you say, this is what I'm trying to accomplish, what do you have that will help me get there? That is the best question you can ask. And when you come in and ask that question, that opens us up to use our knowledge and our experience and our background and all of the resources. I mean, we have an amazing amount of resources at our disposal to help you develop a seed program, what you want to put in your ground and when, to reach what your goals are. Because, we last month was Soil Health Month on Arkansas Valley Seeds here on Growing Together. And one of the things that Eric Tucker talked a lot about is, and it's the fact, every piece of land and every section of that piece of land is going to be different. It's going to have different needs. And we have the ability to help you get something going that's going to help you develop your soil to move that forward so that you can get the produce out of that soil that you need to feed your animals, to grow your crop, whatever your goals are. So I really welcome people to come in, talk to us at 98 South 12th Street is where we're located. You can give us a call, 719-254-7469. And speaking about the last month, we did the Soil Health Month, and we had Eric Tucker on board for that. There was a lot of really great information put out on there, and we had some fantastic guests. And what I'd like you to do is go to avseeds.com, check out those podcasts, and there might be one from Jennifer Pallmiller from a little while back. And then we had a couple other representatives from the Coffee Break Project that came on and did their show. The name escapes me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lance LaRue from Four Rivers. Yeah. I don't remember who else came with him. Oh, was it Mark Grasmick?
Don't believe so. Might have been.
Well, we have a lot of community members.
Right.
Members of our committee that are just super helpful.
And I do apologize for not remembering those names.
That's okay.
I would really like to invite anybody that's got some, just questions about their land. What should they do? What would help them out? What would get them to the point they want to be? If you have those kind of questions, boy, we just eat that up, because we learn a lot usually when we go through that process with people, because we utilize the resources that we have in the hundreds of years of ag experience that we've got behind us and the other people in our organization that we have access to. And there's a lot of information that we can provide. We can put together different mixes. If you want a cover crop, oh man, we have got just about anything that you need to get that taken care of.
I can say I can personally attest to this as well. I came in and bought some grass seed from Lauren, and he was so helpful and talked about what my goals were, what the terrain looked like, what the long-term plan was. So, got some grass started at my house, so I appreciate it.
Glad to hear that. I'm looking forward to seeing how you got some new property, I understand.
I did, yeah.
So what are your plans for that?
Well, I have a bunch of horses, so mostly raising them.
No, okay.
Yeah.
So horse property. So
horse property.
Good. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. So what are you going to do with those horses? You going to race them?
I have rodeoed my whole life. So I have team rope and horses and barrel horses.
All right.
Yep.
So that takes a lot of time, effort, and work. And then you have a full-time plus job with the Southeast Health Group, right?
Yep.
And now you have 40-plus acres of property that you now have to manage on top of all of that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
keeps me busy. Yeah,
you got a pretty full day.
Yeah, once we get it fenced in, it'll be a lot better, because we can just kick the horses out and they'll help out with the grass.
Sure.
Help this year, it's been a lot of mowing.
Kind of managed a little bit. So, what else is coming up with the Southeast Health Group? I mean, we know we're going to do a little bit of a training, but we're not really sure when.
So, we talk about trainings a lot, and what we teach at these trainings is called COMET, and it's changing our mental and emotional trajectory.
Okay.
So it was a concept developed by the High Plains Research Network, and we actually did just have a training for some community members in Kiowa County not too long ago. And I actually saw on JC's calendar that he's going to Fort Lyon to offer this training tomorrow, actually. So as far as to the ag public, we're going to work on getting some dates set out, but it's a really cool training. You start, there's like some role playing back and forth on that. But just talking about how to see the signs and symptoms of someone who is depressed or potentially suicidal, and then also how to get those conversations started. Like we said, you usually know when your friend or even somebody that you go to church with stops showing up on a regular basis. You start noticing those, and as a community that just really looks out for each other, just kind of a reminder to do that, and how to move forward if you do notice some of those signs and symptoms.
That's important, because you could really handle that improperly and go the wrong direction.
Absolutely, and we discussed that as well, because sometimes people find themselves, I got in a little too deep, and now I want out of this conversation. So we talk about ways to safely do that if you get to a point where you're uncomfortable, and maybe suggesting an 800 number, or maybe suggesting bringing in some professional help. That's exactly what we talk about.
This is beyond my ability to help you, but I know who can.
Exactly.
I say that line a lot in the seed business.
There you go.
That's an important thing. A lot of people might not think about that.
Sure. And I know one of the things I find the most value in when I'm dealing with other people,
mm-hmm.
when I'm trying to get to a certain thing, if that person will just tell me, look, I don't know, I'm I want to help you, and I have resources that we can use to get you there, I would appreciate that so much more than someone to give me just a quick answer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, yeah.
Because it tells me that they're engaged in the conversation and that they genuinely care about what my needs are.
Absolutely. And then we talk a lot about following up. If you do kind of get to a point where this is out of my realm, mm-hmm. but let me point you to these resources, and then maybe a couple weeks down the road, check back in and make sure they yeah. are following that path and they're back on track.
So
did you talk to them?
Yeah.
And are they helping out, or do you think we need to look elsewhere? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very important piece and something we all definitely need to do for each other.
This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ La Junta, AM 920 KLMR Lamar. We did have some technical difficulties earlier, and we are now hooked up with KLMR. They can hear us down there once again, thanks to phone lines. But in case you missed the beginning of our program, we are talking with Jennifer Paul Miller, who is with the Coffee Break Project through Southeast Health Services.
Yes. Southeast Health Group,
yep. Yeah, Southeast Health Group, okay. Mm. I get names mixed up like that
all
the time.
I know, and we did a big rebranding.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. You know, old dogs and new tricks, so that doesn't always work out. But in case you missed the first part of our program, it's a great program, and looking deeply into, you know, suicide in the agricultural industry.
Yeah, it's such a huge thing, and there's, as I talk to people out in the ag community, or just a community period, I do a lot of talking. And I don't know very many people who have not been affected by suicide, whether it's been a friend, a coworker, a loved one. I remember all the way back in the military experiencing that from people. And it just affects so many people in a lot of ways, and they're almost all negative.
Yep.
What you leave behind when that happens is it's not okay. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people think people should just respect my decision, and that's what I need to do for myself, no matter if it's a health issue, emotional issue, marriage breaking down, job breaking up. It's just not a good reason to put your friends and loved ones through that. And so you should give your friends and loved ones an opportunity to reach out to you and give you a hand and help you through that, because there are other solutions and there are other ways to go. Do I know what they are? I know what works for me. And I've got good information at my disposal because of the Southeast Health Group and the Coffee Break Project that I can refer you to.
Thank you very much. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think it's important to note just rural stress. It's a term because there is such a different lifestyle based around agriculture. And, I mean, a lot of the times our stress factors come from things that are completely out of our ability to control, like the rainfall, for example. Mm-hmm. We can't do anything about that. So I think